In today's gospel, Christ teaches us that we belong to God alone. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on the people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One day, a priest who was a chaplain in a big city hospital was in the elevator going down to one of the floors, and he was wearing, you know, his collar, his black shirt with the collar, but he had one of those white medical coats on that people often wear in the hospital staffs, and it had his name tag on the coat. And he noticed a man who was in the elevator with him peering over, trying to see the name tag, and he kept looking at the name tag. They got to a floor where the elevator stopped, and this man was obviously getting out. So he got out, and as the door was closing, he looked back at the priest and said, "Call no man your father. Call no man your father." Name tag read, "Father Hogan." "Call no man your father." Now, we know where that comes from, right? It comes from today's gospel. Jesus says there, "Call no man your teacher, no one your father, no one your master," and so forth. And you know, many of our fundamentalist friends, fundamentalist Christians, oftentimes use this text to criticize Catholics, Anglicans, Orthodox, anybody who calls their clergy father. They say to us, you know, the scripture says, "Call no man your father." Now, if you misunderstand that in the scripture, you must misunderstand everything, right? Call no man your father. Now, I've never had a chance to talk to a fundamentalist person about this, but I oftentimes wonder how they apply this to their own individual lives. For example, imagine that I'm a fundamentalist Christian. And these people are very devout and very good, faithful people. I'm walking down the street one day with my father. And I come to somebody, I meet somebody I know, and I'm going to introduce now this person to this man. What do I say? Call no man your father. So what do I say to this person? Meet my biological parent? Is that what I say, you know? Or meet Mr. Christian? And when they say, "Well, who is he?" What do I say, you know? I can't use the word father, right? If we take that text literally. Or again, what do they call the people who instruct their children in their Sunday morning Bible classes? They don't call them Sunday school teachers. What do they call them? Sunday school instructors? Call nobody your teacher. and so forth. I don't know how they would deal with all that. But more importantly is this. This text today is a perfect example of how we have to be careful the way we interpret scriptural texts. If we take one text, one line out of context of the whole of Scripture, we might risk misunderstanding it, especially if we use it for polemical purposes. I'll give you an example of what I mean. Now, obviously, Jesus says here today, call no man your father. Now, keeping that in mind, I want you to go home today when we finish Mass, take out your Bibles, and turn to the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. I'm going to repeat that for you, because I know you're all going to do this, right? You're going home, take out your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians 4, verses 14 and 15. St. Paul, what does St. Paul say there? Speaking to the little Christian community in Corinth, he says to them, am I not your father? Did I not bring you to spiritual birth by my preaching of the gospel? Am I not your father? This is St. Paul. So if we're to take this text from the gospel today out of, you know, just by itself and not understand it more fully, how does St. Paul say what he says? He calls himself their father. Open up the first letter of St. John. St. John is writing to the little community that he's very fond of. Several times in that letter, he uses the term of the people he's writing to, my children. He calls them his children. Well, if they are his children, spiritually speaking, does he not think of himself as their father? So you see, the scripture itself doesn't permit us to take this text literally out of context. So that's a very important lesson for us today about this text. And, you know, the next time somebody that, you know, is very much a sola scriptura, only the scripture, very fundamentalist understanding of the scripture, quotes this text to you, says, you Catholics call your priest father. Jesus says, call no man your father. Next time they say that to you, take your little sheet out of your pocketbook, and on it you'll have written 1 Corinthians 4, verses 14 and 15. Tell them to look that up. See what they think about that. But, you know, more importantly than that is the fact of asking the question, what does Jesus really mean today when he says this? Remember, he's talking to the Pharisees. Now, we know that some of the Pharisees were bitter enemies of Christ. Not all of them. The Pharisees were, by and large, a very devoted, devout people. But some of them went to extremes in the externals. You know, they had the little boxes on their foreheads that contained verses of Scripture. They made the boxes bigger than they had to be. The tassels, which they wouldn't let touch the ground out of respect for God, they made those even more prominent than they normally would. So it's those kinds of Pharisees Jesus is talking to here. And they loved the notoriety. They loved the notoriety of being recognized as holy. So what Jesus is really saying today is this. He's not saying titles are bad. He's not saying you can't use a title out of respect or out of a notice of somebody's office. But what he's saying, I think, is two things. First of all, titles do not define who the person is. You can have a title, but if you don't live up to it, if you don't live it out, title means nothing. For example, you call, many of you, yourself a father. I'm a father. I have children. That's your title. That's your vocation. Well, you can use that term father as much as you want, but if you don't live out that every day, what does a title mean? Nothing. It can be anything like that. Mother, same thing. Reminds me of a little story told about this very Bible-quoting, sincere, devout man, allegedly Christian, living down in the bayous of Louisiana. Always quoting from the Bible, you know, always presenting himself as a real firm believer. One day he comes into town and dressed in his best suit, carrying the Bible under his arm. So somebody sees him and they said, "Elias, why are you all dressed up? What's going on?" Elias says, "Well, I hear that down in New Orleans, they got some real good liquor. They got some real good gambling. And they got some real good hoochie-coochie shows. And I'm going down there to see if that's true for myself." So the man says, "Well, what do you got your Bible for?" He says, "Because if it's true that they're really good, I might have to stay over Sunday." See, the point is, again, you can call yourself whatever you want, but if you don't live it out, the title means nothing. That's what Jesus is pointing out to the Pharisees today. But secondly is this. We can use a title, father, teacher, whatever it might be. We can use that appropriately. But we have to remember that ultimately, no one has our final allegiance but God himself. Whether it's a priest or a president, if they try to lead us away from God, knowingly or unknowingly, we can't follow them. We have one teacher, ultimately, one father, ultimately, God himself. So, titles in themselves are fine. Jesus isn't saying we can't use titles. He's saying those who have the titles should live it out, though. But secondly, remember, no title gives anybody ultimate authority over you. Only God. Hopefully the people who have these titles and these positions lead us in the right direction. We all need leaders. But if we ever feel that they're leading us away from God, God alone has our final allegiance. God alone is our teacher, our master, our father. May God bless you.